President Biden exhorted Republicans in his State of the Union address to work with him to finish the job of rebuilding the economy and uniting the nation. I'm Ben Thomas with a look at his remarks.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy introducing President Biden to a joint session of Congress. The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats in the Civil War, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
And he says,
we're writing the next chapter in the great American story, a story of progress and resilience.
He also made an appeal to Republicans.
Yes, we disagreed plenty. And yes, there were times when Democrats went alone. But time and again, Democrats and Republicans came together.
Still, there was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Republicans jumped to their feet to object.
I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant. But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks.
But elsewhere in his remarks, Biden pointed to bipartisan progress on issues like infrastructure.
I think the people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. To restore the soul of this nation, to rebuild the backbone of America, America's middle class, and to unite the country. We've been sent here to finish the job.
Ben Thomas, Washington.